My purpose in bringing these matters to your attention is to give you ideas about new ways of thinking. If you feel like all of the doctrines and dogmas of all of these modern Judaizers are doing more to obscure your vision, then you are probably going to need some kind of a way to figure out on your own what you really should be or need to be doing. One of the hallmarks of the Protestant Reformation was the idea of sola scriptura. It seems that ungodly men are always wanting to tell about the things of God when their own personal lives are worldly as ever. It does not seem to take long before they are making claims to some higher secret authority. For example, Romanism, with its claims to have an oral tradition which is superior to the written word of God. Many strange and foreign doctrines pretending to have come from such a source. The post-Second Temple authors of the Talmud are another good example. They claim to have a written Torah and an oral Torah, with the oral one taking precedence over the written one. That is to say, a bunch of persons calling themselves rabbis claim that their long-winded and obtuse arguments among themselves regarding the meaning of any Mosaic passage of Old Testament scripture is superior to the word of God brought to them by Moses himself. The problem with the papists and the Talmudists is that they add and take away plain teachings of the scriptures in order to superimpose their belief system onto the word of God. Better have a good reason for that, wouldn't you think? As an example, Jesus specifically said to call no man father. Yet the Romanists insist on being called exactly that. Nowhere in the written word is it told that Peter is the first pope of some huge one-world cultic mother goddess worshiping system of churchianity. Nowhere is it told that Mary is the queen of heaven or a mediatrix like Inanna, Ishtar, Astarte, and numerous other female deities. Not a problem, because there is a secret oral teaching which supersedes the written word of God. I asked myself over and over again how any rational human being cannot see that it is Jesus of Nazareth being plainly and clearly spoken of in various Old Testament prophecies of the coming Messiah. No problem. The Talmudic pretended sages having simply rewritten the passages by interpreting them any which way they like, so long as the plain meaning of the words is not used. Why? More supposed secret oral traditions. This is the rotten foundation upon which much, if not most, of what passes for modern evangelicalism is sitting. The Protestant reformers held to a very different standard, i.e., if it is not plainly spelled out in Holy Writ, then it should probably be of little or no concern to me. The basis of our faith being grounded and rooted in Scripture alone, sola scriptura. When ungodly men come along and want to take away from or add to what we are told in the holy writings, we are not just suspect, but downright hostile, because we have heard and seen far too much nonsense coming from those professing themselves to be wise, but who are ultimately found to be full of folly. Far, far too many. And today, it seems, more than ever. As if some abominable plague of locusts or such like has come upon us. Sola scriptura and sola fide, solely by faith, and solo gratia, solely by grace, were the battle cries of these men who first translated the Greek New Testament into their vernacular languages, and then were shocked as can be when comparing what had been written with what was being practiced in the name of the very same author of the writings, i.e., God. I am telling all of this as background in order to explain why I will warn you and admonish you to avoid men altogether when it comes to such matters as your eternal state in Christ or in outer darkness, with much wailing and gnashing of teeth. While I will not say the choice is yours, I can say by continually seeking, you shall find. By asking continuously, you shall be answered. And by knocking continuously, it shall be opened to you. Asking, you shall receive. Seeking, you shall find. And knocking, it shall be opened. All three are written in the form of the present active participle in the original Greek text. This particular usage of the language being used to describe actions that are continuously taking place in the present. We would probably call it a lifestyle or a way of life or our daily conduct, i.e., continuous asking, seeking, and knocking. That is our true walk. The goal not being to save souls for Jesus, the office of the Holy Spirit in actuality, but obtaining of personal purity and separation from the filth of this wicked world. A life dedicated solely to Him and to His purpose. A life of complete dedication to Him. So how am I to find out more about such matters? By seeking counsel from the Word of God or from men who will tell the opposite with lots of sophistry and smooth double talk to quote-unquote prove their points. This being what it will all have come down to, as you stand naked before the judge of your eternal soul. Your only defense can be truth and truthfulness. No lying will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Truth and truth only. With stakes so high, I hope to get it right, but I know that it will have to be on my own. There being so few godly persons who have any real ability whatsoever to guide me. Sola Scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia. So what are the distractions and diversions anyway? Anything that keeps you from placing our Lord and His commandments front and center. While it could be job, career, marriage, or numerous other things, I think that the most dangerous is false religion itself. No need to seek salvation if I already believe that I have it, because some conning, self-serving, self-dealing man has told me that it is so, wouldn't you say? And while all my time is spent pleasing my fellow cult members, how much time am I losing that should have been used to make preparation for meeting my Maker face to face, and to learn how to use the great powers which our Lord has given to us to exercise on His behalf? I must say that, so far as I am concerned, the ultimate goal of our sacred relationship is power. Yes, raw power. Power for good. Power for rightness. Power to repel and bind evil, to name just a few. When I think of power, I think God power. That is to say, all real power comes from our Creator, because He is the source we desire to connect with Him. I need to be plugged in, as it were, because we are not unlikely to be needing tremendous power at any given time. One should want to be cautious about doing anything that could possibly reduce or dilute the amount of power available at any given moment. If we are to act as a conduit, then we should want to keep our pipes clean so that the power may flow freely. We should be very afraid of anything which could even possibly cause blockage. One analogy that I like to think about when considering this matter likens this conduit concept to a lens on a laser beam. The Word says that God is light. In the world around us, we are surrounded by light. The light which is all around us is scattered light. So what do you suppose happens when you unscatter the light, instead concentrating it into a stream of coherent light? voila, you now have the laser beam. Who would have thought that by bringing all of the light waves to one single wavelength, we would get what is essentially an explosive force, a very hot and very intense beam of light. It can cut right through steel, for example.